These are the words of Thomas Merton, taken from the Asian Journal of Thomas Merton, edited by Naomi Burton, Brother Patrick Hart, and James Lachlan, published in 1973. The deepest level of communication is not communication, but communion. It is wordless. It is beyond words. It is beyond speech, and it is beyond concept. Not that we may discover a new unity, we discover an older unity. My dear brothers, we are already one, but we imagine that we are not, and what we have to recover is our original unity. What we have to be is what we are. And there's some Monday morning Merton for you. When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do after being pissed off that it's 5:45 and the sun has woken me up again, the first thing I do after that is catnap until the basketball start, and then I catnap until the denial finally ends that I have to get out of bed. Then I reach over and I put my headphones on and I meditate. And one of the things I was thinking about this morning as I was meditating was the fact that we are already one, that as trying to get my thoughts together without caffeine is a little bit challenging, but it reminds me of yoga class when first learning about what namaste means. The divine in me honors the divine in you. And I think that's a little bit at what Merton is getting at here, is that we are all united because we are all divine. We all have that spark, that light, that inner gold inside of us. And frequently we forget that we have it ourselves. And I would say even more frequently, we forget that others have it too. So when I'm leaving the house today and I see those little basketball banana heads out there bouncing around, I'm going to remember that I'm them and they're me. When the construction traffic guard waves to me and says, "Hey, off to physiotherapy," I'm going to shine the light right back at him because he's also God. He's also divine. Every person I encounter on the subway today, every sparrow I see, every pill bug, all of it. It's what Merton says. The communication is not it, it's communion. And I hope today you'll join me in some communion with each other, whether that's with your English students or your colleagues over Zoom or the patients and clients that you work with, whatever that looks like for you. I invite you to step into communion with me, because we're really just stepping into communion with each other. All right, that's it for your little Monday morning Merton moment. I hope you all had very sweet weekends. It was busy here, but you know, that's okay. It's all going to be okay, even if it's not. That's just the way it is. I did not end up sugaring violence because that shit takes 48 hours and ain't nobody got time for that. So, you know, maybe next year. Thank you so much for listening. I love you all so very much. If you're in the GTA, UV index is 8, SPF. If you're out there doing activity, hydrate your body. And finally, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other, because each other is also yourself. Thank you again for listening. I love you all terribly, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.